אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
We're reading the introduction to the book of Panim Meirot Umasbirot, item
14.
You can ask questions during the lesson. Item 14.
Here is starting a new part in the explanation.
Now we have found the opening to the above midrash regarding the four sects, mercy, righteousness, truth, and peace, which negotiated with the Creator regarding man's creation. These angels are servants of man's soul. Hence, he negotiated with them, since the whole act of creation was created according to them, as each and every soul consists of 10 sefirot in Or Pnimi and Or Makif. Mercy is the Or Pnimi of the first 9 of the soul. Righteousness is the Or Pnimi of Malchut of the soul. Truth is the Or Makif of the soul. We have already said that Or Pnimi and Or Makif are opposites, since the Or Pnimi is drawn by the law of the illumination of the Kav, which is prevented from appearing at the point of the Tzimtzum, which is the Gadlut form of reception. The Or Makif extends from Or En Sof, which surrounds all the worlds, since there in En Sof, great and small, are equal. For this reason, the Or Makif shines and bestows upon the point of Tzimtzum too, much less for Malchut. Since they are opposites, two kelim are needed. Since the Or Pnimi illuminates in the first 9, even to Malchut, it shines only according to the law of the first 9, and not at all to her own quality. However, the Or Makif shines in the kelim that extends specifically from the point of the Tzimtzum, which is called external kli. Now you can understand why truth is called seal. It is a borrowed name from a seal at the edge of a letter. At the end of the matters, however, it asserts them and gives them validity. Without the seal, they are worthless and the whole text is wasted. It is the same with the Or Makif, which bestows upon the point of the Tzimtzum, which is the Gadlut measure of reception, until it equalizes its form with its maker and bestow. Indeed, this is the purpose of all the worlds, upper and lower, which are limited. The protest of truth regarding man's creation is its claim that he is all lies, since from the perspective of the creation of the Creator, man does not have an outer kli, which must extend from the point of Tzimtzum, as she has already been separated from his light.
Because truth is Or Makif, surrounding light. That's why he claims there is no corresponding vessel.
Thus, the angels of truth could not help man obtain the Or Makif. All the limited worlds, upper and lower, which are limited, were created solely for this completion. And this man must be its only subject. But since this man is unfit for his role, they are all abyss and falsehood, and the labor in them useless. It is the opposite with the angels of mercy and righteousness, which belong specifically to the Or Pnimi of the soul, because he has nothing of the vacant space. They could bestow upon him all the lights of Neshama abundantly in the most sublime perfection. Thus, they were happy to benefit him and wholeheartedly agreed to man's creation. They belong to the half because they are Nehi that enter by Zivug Daka. They belong to the half of the Ol Makif from the perspective of the Ol Chozel.
These two lines you can put in parentheses.
The angels of peace claim that he is all strife. In other words, how will he receive the Ol Makif? In the end, they cannot come in the same subject with the Ol Pnimi, as they are opposite from each other, as said above, all strife. The Ol Makif is discerned by two. The future Ol Chozer, the future Ol Chozer and the future Ol Makif. The outer kli for the Ol Chozer is the masach, screen, and the outer kli for the Ol Makif is the avyut of Bchina Daled, fourth discernment, itself, namely the stony heart. You find that Adam HaRishon lacked only the outer kli that belongs to the angels of truth. He did not lack the outer kli that belongs to the angels of peace. Hence, they agreed to the creation, but claimed that he is all strife, meaning that the Ol Yashar cannot enter the inner kli, since they are opposites.
But the main thing is that we don't have a vessel for peace, meaning for Malchut herself. Well, we'll have to read it again. What truth? Truth is Ol Makif, surrounding light, that exists around the Pertzuf. So, Emet, truth is somehow, but what about peace? Chesed is Ol Pnimi, the internal light of the first nine. Yes? Now, tzedakah, charity, is the Ol Pnimi. Emet, truth, is the surrounding light, Ol Makif, which doesn't have a kli yet. And what about shalom, peace? We will see, again. Of course, but you already understand what's written. It's clear to not. This is a very difficult excerpt here. It's not yet in our feelings. We can't depict it yet in the right way. No, slowly, slowly. These are big corrections. That's what we're reading now. The corrections upon our soul and how we are going to correct them. So, slowly, slowly. Item 14.
Now we have found the opening to the above Midrash regarding the four sects, Midrash's treaties, regarding the four sects, mercy, righteousness, truth, and peace, which negotiated with the Creator regarding man's creation. These angels are servants of man's soul. Hence, he negotiated with them, since the whole act of creation was created according to them. As each and every soul consists of 10 sefirot in Ol Pnimi and Ol Makif. Mercy is the Ol Pnimi of the first nine of the soul. Righteousness is the Ol Pnimi of Malchut of the soul. Truth is the Ol Makif of the soul. We've already said that Ol Pnimi and Ol Makif are opposites. Since the Ol Pnimi is drawn by the law of the illumination of the Kav line, which is prevented from appearing at the point of the Tzimtzum, which is the Gadlut form of reception. The Ol Makif extends from Or Makif, from Or Ein Sof, sorry, which surrounds all the worlds, since there, in Ein Sof, great and small are equal. For this reason, the Ol Makif shines and bestows upon the point of Tzimtzum too, much less for Malchut. Since they are opposites,
two kelim are needed. Since the Or Pnimi illuminates in the first nine, even in Malchut, it shines only according to the law of the first nine, and not at all to her own quality. However, the Or Makif shines in the kelim that extends specifically from the point of Tzimtzum, which is called external kli.
Meaning we have a partsuf, a soul. We have the light that fills the first nine, which is called Chesed. We have the light that fills the Malchut, called Tzedakah. We have the light that surrounds the partsuf, which we don't have yet the kilim to receive it inward. Yes? It is called Emet, truth. And Emet, the truth, what's interesting, is it illuminates to everyone. Because it is round, there are no restrictions upon it, no screens upon it, degrees, it illuminates for all. Meaning it shines even to the restricted Malchut, where the stony heart could be, it doesn't matter what. It illuminates to all. That is truth. Now what remains for us is only peace, which we don't yet know what it is. Or maybe it's a special quality that is revealed, or that it is another special kind of illumination from above. Altogether, all these illuminations are the light of Ein Sof, the upper light, which comes to the soul, and this is how it wraps the soul and shines and begins to play and engage in her in order to bring her to equivalence. So, thus far it's clear, yes? What?
He says that Or Pnimi shines in the first nine,
which is called Chesed.
It's Chesed. And he emphasizes to Malchut herself, it shines only in the first nine and not to herself at all.
Yes.
So, if so, what is Tzedakah, righteousness?
That is called tzedakah.
The question is, what does come to Malchut?
The light that comes to Malchut also illuminates to Malchut with the law of the line, in the form of a line. And this light is called tzedakah. But in Malchut there's another part where he doesn't illuminate, because it illuminates under the law of the line. And there are in Malchut such desires that cannot be in the line.
Which is the stony heart?
I don't know. It's not written.
Thank you.
About what's written, yes?
What first nine is it talking about in the first part of the Potsuf?
The first nine.
So of the Toch of the Potsuf, right?
Of the Toch of the Potsuf, yes. Yes, the Toch of the Potsuf. Okay? It's slowly, slowly. It's not simple, and this is how we're beginning a little. Next.
Continuing to read in the writings of Baal HaSulam, Volume 1, page 455, paragraph, Now You Can Understand. Now you can understand why truth is called seal. It is a borrowed name from a seal at the edge of a letter, at the end of the matters. However, it asserts them and gives them validity. Without the seal, they are worthless, and the whole text is wasted. It is the same with the Or Makif, which bestows upon the point of the Tzimtzum, which is the Gadlut measure of reception, until it equalizes its form with its maker in bestowal. Indeed, this is the purpose of all the worlds, upper and lower, which are limited.
Which is why it's called Emet, or truth. It's the general surrounding light that is meant to fill the Malchut specifically with those desires that are not capable of being organized in a line. So it works on them and does something. That's by this surrounding light that this these actions and corrections are made. Okay? So once again, we have the first nine are called Chesed. The Malchut for the first nine, Tzedakah. Or Mekif of the whole Parzuf, Emet, truth. And only peace we don't yet know. Okay, slowly, slowly. The picture needs to be received inside a little. That's our soul.
Yes. The protest of truth regarding man's creation is its claim that he is all lies, since from the perspective of the creation of the Creator, man does not have an outer kli, which must extend from the point of Tzimtzum, as she has already been separated from his light.
Meaning there's a kli that cannot contain or include within it the surrounding light. It can't. So where here it's all lies? Where here is the creation of the world for benefit, for corrections? Meaning there's something, there's a certain blemish in the intention of creation here. To start with, this is what he seemingly says here.
Thus, the angels of truth could not help man obtain the O Makif.
And therefore it's lies, it's all a lie. Because the intention of creation is supposed to be to do good to his creations, but it can't be observed. Is this clear, friends? Guys, it enters very slow. It's a very difficult thing to... For beginners, it's impossible. But if you understand this and bring these explanations to your campuses, etc., you will sell it as like cookies. Really, because everyone wants to know this. It's an attractive story.
All the limited worlds, upper and lower, which are limited, were created solely for this completion.
Meaning what completion? In order to give place for the truth, for the surrounding light to all enter inward.
And this man must be its only subject. But since this man is unfit for his role, they are all abyss and falsehood, and the labor in them useless.
It's like you can't see in this, the truth can't see in this, in all of these actions, that it could lead to a kli that will be filled.
What kli exactly is missing when he looks at the...
The O Makif, the surrounding light, the light of Insof, which cannot enter in the form of a line. You have Aviyut upon it, a Masach. I'm sorry, a restriction, and then a Masach, and O Chozer. Lots of light of Chesedim. The light of Chochmah clothes on it, and Zivu Vaka. It fills everything. The Makif remains, the surrounding light remains. It remains. There's a part in the will to receive that does not respond to all those things. What do we do? Therefore, this light is, it's seemingly like an angel that's speaking. That light is saying that it's all a lie, and you didn't create it to delight the creatures, and you didn't do it to fill them, and you didn't create it so that they will come to your degree. It's all a lie. It's all not right. But he's called Emet, the truth. What do you mean truth? Because he really demands the purpose of creation to stand, to be withstood. It's like he's standing before the Creator, and that's why he's called truth. And therefore he's called the seal. As this is how it needs to be, the creation needs to be sealed this way. Only when all the light will penetrate into the kli in order to bestow, and there will be the kli and the light as equals. That's, you wanted a creature that will be like the Creator? it's not going to happen. And therefore he stands this surrounding light.
But if what he wanted were to come true, then there wouldn't be any El Makif.
Then it would be a Pnimi, it would be an internal light. It doesn't want to remain a surrounding light. It wants to enter inwards. The desire of the whole El Makif is meant that way, to enter inwards.
It's as if he says, there is a flaw,
there's a blemish in the plan, in the plan of creation, because you did the whole thing. You finished the line. You have no more screens. You have nothing. What remains is a surrounding light, the Mekif. Meaning, what are you hiding from the creature when you don't add for it to be as the creator in truth? There's the most precious addition here, that not externally the creator, the creature will be like the creator by doing a restriction, and etc. There's an internal equivalence that is not yet being filled, and this is where the claim comes from. Well, it'll be clarified. Next.
It is the opposite with the angels of mercy and righteousness, which belong specifically to the Or Makif of the soul, because he is nothing of the vacant space. They could bestow upon him all the lights of Neshama abundantly, in the most sublime perfection. Thus, they were happy to benefit him, and wholeheartedly agreed to man's creation. The angels of peace claimed that he is all strife. In other words, how will he receive the O Makif? In the end, they cannot come in the same subject with the O Pnimi, as they are opposite from each other, as said above, all strife. The Or Makif is discerned by two, the future Or Chozer and the future Or Makif. The outer kli for the Or Chozer is the Masach, screen, and the outer kli for the Or Makif is the Yovyut of Prina Daled itself, namely the stony heart. You find that Adam Rishon lacked only the outer kli that belongs to the angels of truth. He did not lack the outer kli that belongs to the angels of peace.
There was no feeling of a lack in that. Read it again, please. Although the angels of...
paragraph, the angels of peace in page 455. The angels of peace and righteousness,
which belong to the first nine of Malchut, to the Or Pnimi,
that belong specifically to the Or Pnimi of the soul, because of it, because they have nothing of the vacant space, they could bestow upon him all the lights of Neshama abundantly.
Yes, through a zivug of Akah, they could fill him.
Therefore, thus they were happy to benefit him and wholeheartedly agreed to man's creation.
Because these are the lights that enter the first nine in Malchut.
The angels of peace claimed that he is all strife. In other words, how will he receive the O Makif? In the end, they cannot come in the same subject with the O Pnimi, as they are opposite from each other. As said above, all strife. The Or Makif is discerned by two, the future Or Chozer and the future Or Makif. The outer kli for the Or Chozer is the Masach, and the outer kli for the Or Makif is the Ovyut of Prina Daled itself, namely the stony heart. You find that Adam HaRishon lacked only the outer kli that belongs to the angels of truth. He did not lack the outer kli that belongs to the angels of peace. Hence, they agreed to the creation, but claimed that he is all strife, meaning that the O Yashar cannot enter the inner kli, since they are opposite.
Echa, I still don't see how they will get along together. I would stop here. Right? I can see that not everyone like you. Let it be so. And we will continue with the next lesson.
Before we move on to the next part of the lesson, we'll sing a song together.
חזקים על אותם שערים שסותמים את הלב כל הזמן מפרידים כל הזמן מרחיקים ממי שאת הכל מסובב מדרגה מדרגה מחזיקים מתגברים ודורשים את הכוח לחזור ופתאום הנולים נעשים לפתחים והחושך הופך לו לאור מעל המצבים החברים שומרים עליך ואהבה ביחד מעלים תפילת רבים כולנו באותה כוונה באיחוד הלבבות עד שמלא השאה כל כדור וכדור שפוגע בלב מעורר ניצוצי אהבה ועוד מאמץ בחיבור הנקודות מעלה מליבנו תפילה ושוב מנעולים נעשים לפתחים ויזרמו נחלי אמונה מעל המצבים החברים שומרים עליך באהבה ביחד מעלים תפילת רבים כולנו באותה כוונה מעל המצבים החברים שומרים עליך באהבה ביחד מעלים תפילת רבים כולנו באותה כוונה